Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
I'd also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
Well, this is going to be kind of an interesting interview that Dave and I did. Would you not agree, Senor Rabbit?
Yeah, I loved it. It was a fun interview. I would put this in one of our more fun interviews that we've had.
Well, that's good, as opposed to what?
One of our not-so-much-fun interviews.
I see, yes. One of the things that we kind of deliberated on just briefly before we had our interview was, how the hell do we pronounce this guy's name? I had emailed Dave, and I said, you know, what do you think it should be? Should it be this, or should it be that? And Dave said, I don't care, I'm just calling him Gus.
You know, hey, I don't pronounce Spanish names, sorry. You know, it took me a long time. You know, I told you that story about, you know, that guy I used to work with back in high school. I was calling him Jesus for, you know, several months. Before he finally said,
not Jesus, is Jesus.
That's you right. So, it's one of those.
You know, that was my little feeble attempt at trying to. Do you know that game that's real popular now, John, called Guitar Hero?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You know,
right.
It's the one where you have that guitar, and instead of strings, it's got these little red, blue, yellow, green buttons. And as the thing scrolls down the screen, you hit the right button, and it's a point thing, you know, kind of like that game that you used to dance to and stuff.
All right.
Well, anyway, Jack loves that game, my son Jack.
Jack Rabbit.
Yeah,
I see, Jack Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, his brother Peter Rabbit, they got this addition to Guitar Hero.
I see.
The drum set and the microphone.
Uh-oh.
Have you seen that now?
I have not, sir.
Oh, they have a drum set. Yeah, it's got four of these drums. It's like not, you know, it's not like a regular drum, but it's these pad things, and they're all different colors and stuff.
Right.
And you have the little whatchamacallit at the bottom, you know, that you use.
I love the whatchamacallit.
Yeah, whatchamacallit. And then they get this microphone. So
right. If
you plug all of this into Guitar Hero, you can actually play the game as a full band, the singer, the drummer, and the guitar player. Now, if you have listened to this at all, the guitar is not that bad because it's making this little, you know, I mean, it's nothing. It's a nothing sound, okay?
All right.
The vocal, obviously, you can hear, and they had this brought over the other night, one of their little friends, and God, she sucked. And I walked through to get a snack, and she says, "Do you think I'm bad?" I said, "Yeah, I think you suck."
So you told the broad she sucked.
Yeah, and of course, Jack and Peter knew I was going to be honest with her because I'm Dave Rabbit. But here's the thing I'm bringing up. That drum is driving me absolutely crazy because it doesn't sound like a drum, okay?
You got
the drumsticks, but it took me 5 minutes or so. I was back here in the studio, and I heard this thing, and it sounded like some horses clopping across the wall.
You know?
Click, 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 click. And it's driving me crazy, John. My God, I'm going nuts with this stupid Guitar Hero drum thing. And I just got one thing to say. Whoever created the drum scenario because you thought it would be more fun, your day is coming. It's kind of like when the kids got, when they were babies, that little thing that you roll across the floor where the balls would pop in that little dome. Remember how aggravating that is?
No, I don't even remember that. What was it?
The clopper thing that everybody thinks is great to give a little toddler. You roll the wheels, and it's got all these marbles in this clear dome thing. And as it rolls across, it's got this little thing that pops them up. Oh! God, I wanted to kill people for giving me that. And you know that after I got that when when Jack and Peter were babies,
right.
I decided that is my gift. Anytime anybody sends me a wedding announcement or a non-married wedding, whatever it is when you have a kid. Anyway,
a birth announcement.
thank you. I give them one of those little ball popper things. And that's the end of that friendship. I don't know what the hell this has to do with Gus.
Neither do I.
Guess,
I was hoping you were going to tie it in somehow.
I could tie it in by saying Guitar Hero is a game. NWO comic book is not. It's a serious endeavor, but it's done in the vein of a comic book thing. And this guy was a terrific guest, and Johnny and I really had a lot of fun with him.
I'd like to also say that that was a fairly nice recovery, my friend.
Very nice recovery. Yeah, I was drowning in the opening bit.
No, that's my job. I live in California right now. We've got all the storms going on.
Yeah. You want to borrow the Dave Rabbit Ark?
Yes, please. Is it still available?
Yeah, but you got to take Bunny. She's not here, so I can say that.
Well, what do you say that right after this small break, we'll get right into our intro?
I would love to do that. Dave Rabbit here again with the ATS Mix Show from AboveTopSecret.com. If you love politics and are tired of hearing and reading all that robotic crap that keeps churning out from the mainstream media, then come join me and thousands of people from around the world at AbovePolitics.com. They have political forums for everyone's taste, including U.S. politics, United Kingdom politics, Canadian politics, head-to-head political debates, politics of war. They have a general chit-chat and a freshman forum for you newbies and rookies to the political arena. There's also forums about Mideast conflict, socialism. They have a slugfest, liberalism, conservatism, moderate, and my personal favorite, military and security issues. So if you don't want to be another sheep and want to be a unique thinker, AbovePolitics.com is for you. Part of the Above Network, LLC. Deny apathy. AbovePolitics.com.
ATS Mix.
Yeah, listen up.
From Above Top Secret.
Jesus Christ.
.com. Featured interview.
Gustavo Higuera is a graphic designer / coder / mad scientist that has been working in the creative industry for over 10 years now. Along with a passion for creativity and imagination, Gustavo has always had a fascination with the mysterious and unknown. In 2001, he helped found the Truth Seekers Network, an educational organization dedicated to the purpose of providing provocative and cutting-edge metaphysical, spiritual, and philosophical material in the form of books and videos. Although the company was dissolved in 2003, his passion for truth and knowledge carried on into the medium of comics with the creation of the New World Order miniseries, to be published by Image Shadowline in January 2008. It is the ATS Mix's distinct honor to have with us Gustavo Higuera. Hello, Gustavo.
Hello once again.
All right, I'm going to start this thing. All right, we know you hail from California. We kind of know from the bio that John just said and all this other stuff. Tell me how you got involved with the New World Order.
Like my bio said, I've always been into the mysterious and known and whatnot, and maybe about 6 years ago, I came into contact with an unusual man named Jordan Maxwell.
Oh, yes.
We know Jordan. Great guy.
His stuff is just unbelievable. And when I saw one of his videos, I mean, I was just blown away. And I had the opportunity to work with him, so he needed a website. And being I'm a graphic designer, mad scientist that I am, I was able to work with him closely on his website and stuff, and develop a really personal relationship with him. And through him, I met so many other people that do that kind of stuff, you know. And it just became a real fascination for me. I thought the best way to, get these people out there and let people know what Jordan and other people are doing is to do a comic book, which I've always loved. So that's how the idea spawned.
So now, are these comic books, Gustavo, are they basically going to be based on real-life characters and truth seekers?
Exactly, yeah. What I found was that, guys like Jordan and stuff, they've been doing this for 40 years, most of their lives, but they never get any real recognition, from the mainstream media or whatnot, and basically most of the able as kooks or you know, conspiracy nuts or whatnot. But I wanted to really you know, feature these guys and, you know, make a tribute to them, you know.
Right.
Yeah, every issue features a real life truth seeker. Jordan is in the first issue. Well, one of the characters is based on him. One of the main characters is based on Jordan.
Right.
His name is Max. Right. And in the first issue, we have Dr. Roger Lear, who's a researcher on alien implants.
Yeah, and we've interviewed Dr. Lear. He's great, too.
In fact, if I might just interject, it was Dr. Lear at the UFO conference there in San Jose who, after our interview with Dave and I, looked at Dave's arm and says, I think you might have something in there.
I did.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So well, we have our own X-File. His name is Dave Rabbit.
Actually, I'm a Y-File.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they don't know about Dr. Lear's work and such. And his work is truly fascinating.
It really is.
It's completely a mystery, you know. And I thought the comic book medium would be a great way to introduce people to these great concepts and these real-life people out there who are really, really, you know, sacrificing, you know, a good portion of their lives to bring truth and enlightenment to the people out there, you know?
Right. Well, I'm at the website, as a matter of speaking of the website.
The website's nwocomic.com.
And then that refers you, and that takes you to thirdarmy.net, does it not?
Right, right. The original title of the comic book was Third Army.
Ah,
is a concept that's explained in the comic book. Basically, the comic book is about a group of revolutionary thinkers who formed this group called the Third Army, and this Third Army is out there basically trying to expose the New World Order.
Well, we're gonna have shortcuts on this thing, but my question really is, you know, I've looked at the website and I've seen some of the illustrations and the drawings. Now, did you do all these illustrations and drawings, Gus?
No. Unfortunately, I can't draw worth of anything. you know, so I hired a studio of professionals to do most of the artwork, and the covers are done by a really talented artist who's known for a comic book series called Rex Mundi, which is kind of like a Da Vinci Code type of a comic book. And I thought his style would fit my comic book really well too, you know.
Yeah, well, you know what's amazing is at the very top of the website, where on the, and I'm here again, I'm at the www.thirdarmy.net, and we'll have the shortcuts on the thread when the show goes up. But at the very top, you know, it has this little scrolling thing, and it shows all this artist stuff. Now, is it the guy that you hired, is he the one that did all the graphics for the site?
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah, the artist did all the artwork, and I built the website myself. I do all that stuff. That's my day job, really.
I love it.
The artist, his name is Juan Ferreira, and he did all the artwork and stuff. Yeah, without him, this would have never looked so good, really.
Well, I mean, you guys have done a masterful site. You really have done a marvelous job on it.
Well, thanks.
The comic book and the characters, you mentioned two, Jordan Maxwell and Dr. Roger Lear.
Right.
Are they going to be a one-time character into the comic book, or will there be reoccurring themes involving these same characters as the comic book evolves, the series?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, the main character of the comic book, his name is Max.
Right.
And he's basically based upon Jordan. And he'll basically be a central character throughout the whole series. Now, yeah, we will encounter other truth seekers as we go along, as Dr. Roger Lear in the first issue.
Right.
And yeah, they do play a central role in the plot of the whole series as a whole. So yeah, we will see them come and go, from issue to issue.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, you know. Of course, I grew up on comic books. I'm sure John did, too. You know, my heroes in the early comic days, you know, the DC comics were my favorite, obviously, Superman, Batman, and all the DC people. But, I mean, back in those days, in the old, quote-unquote, comic book days, I mean, the majority of people that enjoyed that genre of product were, you know, young people. Now, who is your target audience, Gus, for the New World Order comic book?
I would say primarily guys like us. You know, the guys looking out there for you know, alternative views of what's going on in the world. You know, and I'm trying to that's the audience I'm trying to reach out to. You know, the people who are tired of all this entertainment out there that's got nothing to say, really. You know,
right.
You know, I mentioned this on the ATS forums before. It's like, I'm really tired of seeing all these movies inspired by great occult themes like National Treasure and Da Vinci Code,
right,
but not really getting into the nitty-gritty, into the meat of the things, you know?
Right.
Not really giving it the attention or the depth that what it really is. So this is what I'm trying to do with this comic book, is really give something to readers just like us to appreciate.
Right.
Well, as Dave mentioned earlier, when we had comic books back in our day, the old school days, you know, they were also referred to as, you know, funny books. The comic books were funny books, and they dealt more with humor. What I'm noticing with your series here is that it takes a very intelligent slant to the whole concept.
Right.
So it's more of a smart comic book as opposed to what we were used to.
Yeah. My publisher is, they like to refer to it as a thinking man's comic.
That's good.
I'm still, the comic book industry has changed over the years, you know. And you're right, you know, before it was kids who were reading comic books, but nowadays, you know, there's such a wide variety of audience that you can't have a selected, targeted audience like what I'm trying to do.
Right. In the era where video games first came out, it was kids and teenagers that were playing those. Well, guess what? Now they've grown up, and guess what they're doing? They're still playing the video games. So I can definitely see that there would definitely be an audience, a market of older folks, not necessarily old like Dave and I, but, you know.
Speak for yourself, Swallow.
Yeah, right. As old as I am. Yeah.
Those that would be looking for more of a intelligent outlet in the comic book series. And so for that, I kind of give you accolades, sir. Hey, I'm kind of curious here. Where do you get your ideas from? Are these from actual experiences from, Jordan Maxwell and Dr. Roger Lear, or are they contrived?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of the stuff just comes from a lot of research that these guys do. The first issue actually is comprised of several stories that Jordan told me. And in the first issue, you kind of see the history of this central character, Max. You see him grow up in the 50s in an environment where he had a senator uncle and another uncle who was a bishop in the Catholic Church. And so he grew up in this environment where there was a lot of things going on, politically and religiously and stuff. And this kid kind of grew up with a different view of the world, you know. And eventually he grew up to appreciate, you know, his family's heritage and such, and became a truth seeker, you know, just like Jordan.
Right.
Some of the other scenes where we see Dr. Lee are just straight stories that, you know, Dr. Lee has told me of his own research and such.
All right, well, speaking of marketing and stuff, how do you plan to market this comic book? I mean, you know, in the old days, they put them out on the racks and all that other stuff, but nowadays, obviously, this isn't something that you would see at your local drugstore or whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, how do you plan to put it in people's hands?
My publisher, Image Comics, they have a pretty good following of readers and such. They plan to put it in every comic book stores, or as many as they can, you know.
Oh, okay.
And most of my marketing is just me, you know, going on the web and talking to guys like you, and you know, going on forums and making people aware of it and such. And,
right.
But you know, at this day and age, you know, that's what's great about the internet and such, is we have these great tools available to us. You know, I wouldn't have never been able to do that, you know, maybe 10 years ago, you know?
Right.
So, Yeah, I mean, it's really a small market, comic books, really, because you really have to go either to the comic book store to get them, or you have to order them online or do something, you know. You can't find them at a Kmart or something, or Walmart or anything, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of making people aware of that exists, and that's why we actually changed the title of the comic book from Third Army to New World Order, so that it could make it that much more noticeable, I guess.
Right.
So that way people could be more aware of it, you know.
What was the decision there as to why it wasn't called Third Army?
Well, my publisher felt that, you know, I'm basically I'm a newcomer to the comic book industry.
Okay.
And to break into this industry, you know, unless you have a really, you know, well-known artist doing your work, it'll be really hard to sell issues, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they said, you know, whatever we can do to help this thing, you know, they thought Third Army was too ambiguous. It didn't really tell people what the comic book was about, you know. So, you know, my publisher suggested we change the title. He suggested New World Order, and I said, that pretty much nails it, man. So that's how that came about.
Right.
And I think it's perfect.
What were you doing prior to getting this idea about creating this comic book? I mean, what was it that actually kind of hit you and said, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to form this comic book.
I guess it's primarily working with Jordan, you know. Jordan, and seeing his frustration in having to do what he does and not really getting any recognition for what he does or whatnot. And you know, I've seen the way he does his research meticulously and such, And I just wanted to bring his work and the work of all these other people out there. I just wanted to make people aware of it, you know. And it's something that I'm really passionate about. And that was primarily the main inspiration. I mean,
prior to you getting together with Jordan Maxwell, you had no plans, no reason for wanting to create a comic book at all. Is that correct?
Nothing at all. And then it was only 2 years ago that I went to this big Comic-Con in San Diego. And I saw some, you know, I was talking to a lot of people out there, and I saw some comic books about conspiracies and stuff, but they weren't really any good, you know.
Right.
I'm a conspiracy buff. I'm a big occult, you know, fan of the occult and such. And you know, I was looking for something of depth, you know.
Sure.
Something that was really, you know, just mind blowing. I didn't see anything out there at that conference, so I said, you know what? I have Jordan and all these guys, so, you know, I should go out and create something, you know?
Right.
So that's what I did.
When you approached Jordan with this concept and idea, what was his thoughts?
Oh, he loved it.
Really?
Yeah, he thought it was great. I mean, he's always been a fan of comic books growing up in the 50s and such.
Right.
And then I showed him some of the initial drawings of that I had, the concepts from New World Order, and he was just floored. He was like, this is unbelievable. He said, I thought my work would inspire something like this, you know?
Right.
Well, you know what's great about it is you portray Max as being a younger man with a full head of hair.
Yeah, that's
he had to love that.
About truth of advertising, huh?
He really liked the character Max because it made him look like Charlton Heston or something.
That's right.
Yeah, he does have a little Heston thing in him, doesn't he, huh? All right, well, let me ask you, you know, we've been talking about our home base above topsecret.com and the membership there. How did you find out about Above Top Secret to begin with, Gus?
Well, I've been visiting your guys' site for, ATS for a while now, just reading and stuff, a lot of the posts, and I really enjoyed some of the communications on there, and I thought it'd be that, you know, the ATS community is the exact, you know, audience that I want for my comic book.
Right.
So I just knew I had to do something there, you know. So I started posting on the website, and I started posting putting some ads on there through Google and stuff for my comic book, and started creating a little bit of buzz, and finally I just decided to contact Bill. And he was so nice to respond and say, yeah, we we should definitely do something together. And,
right.
And I'm thrilled, you know, that ATS is the community, official community for my comic book, because I think when the comic book comes out, there's going to be a lot to talk about, and it's going to be great, you know.
Well, you know, the great thing, and Johnny and I have said this before hundreds of times, if not thousands of times, you have a plethora of ideas from the membership of AboveTopSecret.com. You go in there, and I mean, there's millions of posts.
Millions
of ideas. Boy, what a great resource for you when you're trying to sit there and come up with new material all the time.
Yeah, and just recently I was researching some stuff on Ronald Reagan and taxes and stuff like that, and you know that, and you know, I just posted some stuff on the forums, and you know, a lot of people responded, you know, and it was great.
I also am wondering if Dave and I may someday grace the pages of your comic book in some little cameo bit, you know, where
that would be awesome. Yeah. I would love to weave ATS or you guys into the tale somehow, because you know what, the comic book really is about this underground community of people out there that are, you know, they're saying, you know something's going on, you know, we've had enough of this, you know, let's try to stick together and somehow expose these guys, you know.
Right.
And that's what the Third Army is basically. There are these guys stuck in the middle of this. Who knows what the hell's going on out there? And you know what? You know, it's time to do something. You know, I think we're in a good time right now for that kind of thing to happen.
Yeah,
and I'd love you guys to be part of it.
Well, now, I'll tell you, it doesn't get more underground than with my partner, Dave Rabbit. He lives underground.
That's right. You know,
literally in a cave somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, my stationery says from the hole of Dave Rabbit.
That's right.
And of course, that means different things for different people. Depending on who I'm sending it to. A minor sidebar, what is your ATS member name?
It's NWO Comic.
Imagine that.
Hey, how long did it take you to think of that, Gus?
I think originally it was Third Army, and I think you changed it or something. But it's NWO Comic, and You can find my post on there.
Yeah, if our membership can ever figure out that when the Google thing is not a World Wide Web Google, but a ATS Google, and then if they just Google NWO Comic, they may think when they see that you're a stand-up, you know?
Right.
Getting back to the comic book, one of the things that I noticed is the fantastic artwork here. And I was looking through, while I was doing some of my research, of some of the lucky artists that are working on this miniseries. Why don't you, because I obviously can't pronounce their names, I'm going to let you do this. Why don't you give some shout-outs at some of the people that are making these wonderful graphics for the series?
Sure. Well, like I said, the cover artist is a really well-known guy. His name is Juani Ferreira, and he's done some amazing covers for the series. And I think my favorite one is have you seen the one with the one for the third issue with the president being held like a puppet?
With the hand overhead?
Love that. That's on the website, too.
Yeah. I thought that was great. He's just done a fantastic job. And the other artists are... there's a guy called Giuseppe De Luca. He's from Italy. And most of these guys are overseas, you know. It's a crazy dynamic working.
Really? They're overseas?
Yeah. You know, we mostly communicate by email, so...
Well, what countries are they from, if you don't mind me asking, if it's not a secret?
No. Giuseppe's from Italy. The colorist, Guillermo, he's from Argentina. He does all the colors.
Wow.
Basically, Giuseppe draws the comic. He does all pencils and inks. And then Guillermo goes over, and then he colors them all in. And then there's another artist who's also doing some pencils and work, and he's from Indonesia. And his name's Mansoor.
My Lord.
And he's done some great work as well. So, yeah, it's been a crazy process for me, you know, not knowing anything about comic books, really.
But you know what's amazing about this is the amount of people worldwide that you're involving in this project, Gus. I am constantly amazed, even though I'm internet savvy, I am constantly amazed at the amount of people worldwide that can participate nowadays because of either email or the internet experience. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, it is completely mind-blowing that we can put something together like this with nobody even ever talking to each other personally. just straight through email, basically.
Right.
I've never even met my publishers face-to-face, actually.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir. Johnny and I did not physically meet until we met each other at San Jose, and we had done several shows before Johnny and I ever met. In fact, none of us, except for me, have even met the Three Amigos. I have only met one, and that's Mark Allen, a.k.a. Springer. Springer and I were friends before he ever and I ever physically met. And that, I think, is amazing when you stop and think about it.
We can take that a step further. From the UK, Simon Gray, the original originator of AboveTopSecret.com, he had not met the other two and until he came here to the States for the Remember the 5th of November revolution.
Right.
And, you know, that brings up another great point. You know, it just goes to show that, you know, you could really start a movement just by those same means, you know? And my comic book kind of talks about that. You know, the Third Army, you know, it's a worldwide movement, and the connection is the internet, really. I think that's the future of where we're heading. You know, look at the success of Ron Paul's having with the internet crowd, you know? And recently Barack Obama, you know, I don't think that would have been possible without the young people out there really, you know, congregating and such on the internet.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I got one other thing that just was bouncing through my head as we're all talking and stuff. You think you'll ever make them into a DVD?
Man, I hope so.
Well, I hope so, too, because you know I don't read, right?
Well, that's why the comic book should be perfect for you, Dave. You can just look at the pretty pictures.
Listen, you think you make fun of Dave, but I get news for you. The only thing I can be if I die tomorrow and there's a bio or whatever that thing is when they put up about dead people, you know, the only thing that I can actually say that I was a avid reader of was comic books, I swear. You know, unfortunately for me, they didn't have that at Richardson High School, so I was kind of screwed there, but, you know.
Well, we've already decided, Dave, that heaven forbid, but in the next 100 years down the way, when you do finally pass away, on your tombstone 100 years from now, rather than actually have writing on there, we're going to have cave drawings.
I love that.
Yes.
Either that or have a video. Have a video.
That's a good idea.
I built a video player on the tombstone.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
The Dave Rabbit story, you know, from the grave.
You could have commercial breaks and the whole deal.
I love the commercial breaks. Well, Gus, you know, I guess we about beat this horse to death. You got anything else that we haven't covered that you would like the listeners to know about?
Just that the first issue comes out January 23rd.
Oh, great.
You can get it at any local comic book store. If you want any more information of where to get it, you can go to my publisher's website, is imagecomics.com.
Okay.
I just hope everybody enjoys it, and by all means, you know, go to ATS and tell me what you think about it, or ask any questions, anything you guys like.
And I can't wait personally to see the comic book. I hope.
I'll send you guys some issues, definitely.
I would love an issue of the comic book. Now, here's the thing, though. Now, here's the thing you got to do, though. You got to somewhere before 2008's over, somehow work John and I into the script somehow, okay?
Yep.
And this is the thing I want you to do. I want you to make Dave be tall and Johnny short and squatty.
Maybe I should put Dave in a rabbit suit or something, right?
That's his superhero costume.
Pink bunny with a fluffy tail on it.
Yeah, I used to put myself on the rack trying to get taller. It just doesn't work, you know? Well, anyway, guys, we've had a blast. I hope you've had a good time, too. On behalf of our elaborate and distinguished guest, Gus, and I'm not even going to go with the last name, Gus, unless you want to yell it out.
Higuera.
Whatever. Yes, anyway, to hell with that, I'm just going to call him Gus.
Yeah, sounds good to me, man.
So anyway, on behalf of Gus and myself, Dave Rabbit,
And yours truly, part of the 2.75 team, this is Johnny Anonymous. Thanks for joining us on the ATS Mix. We'll catch you next time.
If you like what we discussed, you're going to love AboveTopSecret.com. And I can tell you, AboveTopSecret.com's members and staff, they're top-notch. They're smart, current, articulate, and would you believe they're even polite? In fact, AboveTopSecret.com is world-renowned for its excellent management. And since they're one of the best boards on the Internet with thousands of posts every day, you know they're doing it right. They've also got a hilarious podcast called ATS Mix, hosted by legendary Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous, that covers all the hottest AboveTopSecret.com topics and conspiracy rumors. AboveTopSecret.com has dozens of forums, from UFOs and aliens to conspiracies, paranormal, and much, much more. So much more that I don't have time to name them all. Take it from me, AboveTopSecret.com is worth your time, because with more than 3 million posts on more than 250,000 topics, the truth is in there. So stop by AboveTopSecret.com and tell them I sent you. You can thank me tomorrow.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.